Villagers were deep asleep when soldiers stormed Ngarbu, some 180 kilometers from the northwest regional capital Bamenda. They were attacked with fire, gunshots, and machetes. Survivors and relatives of the nearly 35 persons now believed to have been killed have compelling testimonies.
Some were shot, some were butchered with knives, some were burned in their houses, and many people were wounded. And those who even escaped to the bushes, bullets caught them. They were picking some of the corpses even yesterday morning. In that particular day, they counted on the ground 27 corpses, and as yesterday, it moved to 85 people. There are still some people still missing. They don't know whether they have been killed. They are still counting their dead.
We are in a war zone. And if one of the members of this, my own family, maybe was a kind of being in that other camp, that is the AMBA fighters, I would have said maybe that is the reason. But nothing completely, none of them. And more to that, it's not only boys that were killed. Out of the nine in my own family that were killed, one struggled to escape, who was a boy. The rest were from about 12 years old and below. The last born of this, my sister, was 4 months old. With the mother who was breastfeeding her, they were all shot in front of the house. And then now when they set the house ablaze, it burned the feet of the mother. And my sister is a female, the daughter too, who has six children, of whom all of them were being burned, were being killed and burned. She's also a female. They were not involved in any kind of attack so much so that this thing can happen. But the truth is that the Fulanis accompanied the military and then they went there and did their act.
We are broken down. We are completely broken. Our feeling is that the outside world, I mean, they should look into what the government is doing and help us, because that's not the only killing. They are killing people around, randomly.
The Minister of Defense has today downplayed the number of deaths, saying only one woman and four children died from an explosion of fuel stocked by Ambazonia fighters. According to Minister Joseph Betty Asomo, seven terrorists were killed. He also blames the explosion for the houses burnt. The head of the UN Humanitarian Affairs in the region, Jack Andrew Pendleton.
Well, I think that these situations need more verification, and I believe that a very serious investigation should begin as soon as possible. This needs to be investigated, this needs to be understood, and it needs to stop now.
Such incidents are very challenging to humanitarian work in the region, where access to women and children who need assistance is very difficult. Jack Andrew Pendleton again.
It brings a new dimension to the work, because the people in Northwest Cameroon are severely traumatized. It's become a very psychological challenge for any humanitarian to work with all the victims and survivors of this conflict, because the socioeconomic and psychological impact here in the northwest of Cameroon is deep and as broad as any place I've ever worked, and I've worked in 14 war zones around the world.
This latest attack is just one in a series of burnings and killings as soldiers pursue their campaign to wipe out Ambazonia Republic fighters.